It's the Bad Advice Show.
And good morning, good afternoon, good night. Holy shit, did I do that the right way this time? Wow, must be the end of the year. Ugh. Hey everybody, welcome to the Bad Advice Show with one of your tremendous hosts, Gordon Baker-Bone. And here is my favorite part. It's the part I get to tell you about my friends who co-host with me. And to my right, he is the big kahuna tuna of the Northeast and the South. Put your hands together for some Rome Russell, everybody.
Rawr, I'm all here.
Hmm. You're a tuna. Which is, like, people don't know tunas are big.
Yes, humongous. We'll talk about it.
Okay. And to my right, put your hands together for the albino alligator of the South by way of New Orleans. Put your hands together for Sarone. I don't know, Sarone. Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell is happening to me today? Mel, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah.
Are you sure I'm not Sarone?
I got tongue tied for a bit.
I mean, we look so much alike.
No, y'all don't. Just because y'all light, why do light skinned people do that?
No, we don't. I didn't do anything. You just called me Sarone.
I made a mistake. I'm having a weird day. All the exes are coming back for the holidays. I think they want gifts.
What do we tell you, Gordon?
What
do we tell you every year around this time? Stop entertaining exes. It is retrograde. You are entertaining them because they're still coming around. Nigga, you're doing something.
No, even when I stand still, they come find me. Even when I hide, they come find me. Sarone, they're evil.
And that's why we tell you to leave them alone. But do you listen?
I do.
So hard at it. Never mind.
I wouldn't say I'm hard-headed. I'm ho-headed. So,
That's why I said never mind. We know why.
Yeah, I'm ho-headed. But, you know, I'm just doing my part, trying to make sure everybody's all good, especially me. Had a long week this week. Christmas is 1 week away, everybody. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is why this is our last show of the year.
But wait, this is the wrap-up show?
This is the wrap-up show. I'm not recording with you niggas on Christmas. Sarone definitely can't record with us on Christmas.
Mm. Ain't no way.
All right, well, let's do the wrap-up show. Well, it's the wrap-up show, so let's talk about what this year has brought us, what we learned from 2022, and let's put a bow on this goddamn year.
Mm. I wish I had done some studying because I have blocked out most of this year due to trauma. I don't know what the fuck happened in April.
You forgot a whole month?
A whole month. March and April, gone. Hmm. Gone from my memory.
I will say this. This year, I would say 2022 has been a year for us as a people to realize, I feel like this year taught us we need to take mental health very serious.
Yes. I would say that mental health awareness has come up and the lack thereof has reared its ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
One or two, maybe 15 times.
I think you're being modest.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And, you know, sometimes we get heavy on the Bad Advice Show. We talk about mental health. We all deal with our little things. We all certified, I believe, on the show.
Correct.
But we're coming to you as empathetic peoples. And we love you. And if you're listening and you're dealing with it or you're thinking about dealing with it, we see you. We feel you. And we hope you get better and stay better.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree with you, my nigga. As me and Mel talk about most often, I would like to say this. I there's a lot of lockdown trauma that we haven't even talked about. We went through a whole Marvel blip.
We did. We did.
And the other thing that we're dealing with. And the other thing that we're dealing with, not only is the trauma during lockdown and what we didn't deal with then, but just like reintegrating into society. Some of y'all niggas could have stayed in the oven a little longer.
Ooh. Yeah, it wasn't smooth because white folks was fighting on planes. Their first time out, they were showing out.
First piece of bad advice, and this is strictly for the black listeners, bring your kids or your dog to a bar.
That's incredibly popular now.
I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting so tired of it. Like, I don't see brown people and black people doing this. Is there a reason why we don't bring our kids to a bar?
Because it's a bar?
It's a bar. I did it accidentally one time. I was quite embarrassed.
I did it one time at Bus Boys and Poets.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize what the vibe was on Friday night. So I'm like, oh, I have the night off. I just got paid. Let me take my kids to Bus Boys and Poets. So listen.
Wait.
It was lit in that motherfucker, wasn't it?
It was lit. And it was me and my kids eating and having a good time, getting an experience.
Experience. There was dancing. There was drinking. There was spoken word. All kind of shit happening. The kids like, what is going on? You like, just eat your food.
I was just like, wow. This is why I get no man. I mean, when I'm out, I bring my kids to cock block. This is dope.
I apologize for this, but I got to do this for the listeners. So, Rome, you said you accidentally brought your kids to a bar?
Need to know, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, what happened was I was looking for authentic Mexican food. And this place said they had authentic Mexican food. What they didn't tell me is that it was attached to a authentic Mexican bar. So when I got there, the bar was big as hell. The table was small as fuck. And my kids were sitting there like, Daddy, is this a bar? And like, let's not talk about it. Your father has fucked up. Eat your tacos. Let's get the hell out of here. Eat your churro and quit looking at the jukebox. And could y'all please stop playing all the songs with the word nigga in it and motherfucker? No, you can't? All right. That's my fault for bringing the kids out.
Yeah, so it's like very similar to my situation, just a different vibe. Yeah.
I searched by food and should have been searching by ambiance.
I was searching by experience and should have been searching by timeliness.
Mm-hmm.
Because this event, going there at 3:30, totally different.
Totally. Totally. Completely different turnover of people. It's like the people that's there at 3:30 ain't even in the area no more by the time you got there. Ain't even there no more.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, I took my babies to a bar.
All right, well, shit happens. Have you ever bring a dog to a bar?
No.
No. I wouldn't want to upset my dog. I feel like my dog would be like, yo, it's a lot of smells in here, a lot of strange ass people, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do while you doing that drinking shit.
While we're talking about pets, I have an announcement.
Right, here we go.
Drum roll, please.
I got it again.
Oh, wait, can I do the drum roll and then you say it again? Oh,
okay. So.
Okay. But
worst drum roll ever. Yay!
Yeah!
Her name is Shory. She's so cute. She's all black. And Aria is big.
I was going to ask you what the queen thought about it. You never answered.
Oh my goodness. So I bring her in, right? So first of all, the whole thing happens because Aria wasn't feeling good, had a vet appointment yesterday, whatever. I decided on the way out to go back on saying I was not going to get another kitten and stop by the kittens. There were four. There were four all black kittens. How am I supposed to pass this up? Do you know that black kittens are like notoriously difficult to adopt?
Or yes, black dogs they were. Too.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you didn't know the world was racist?
I mean,
you would think it wouldn't cross over, but it does.
Right. But yeah. Here we are. So I see, I look at all of them and they're all named after Toy Story characters, Woody, Buzz, Mrs. Potato, and Bo Peep. And Mrs. Potato was asleep. Buzz was kind of like, bitch, you smell like French fries. Woody was like, take me home now. And I'm like, you can't come because my house will look like
just a crime scene.
It's just
curtains and blinds toe to hell.
Because it's just like Aria's shy. She's a timid cat. She's kind of chill. And she don't really, you know, fuck with other animals. And so then I see Mrs. Little Bo Peep. And she just, she's so cuddly. And she's so sweet. She has a few little things that we got to get checked out. So I have a vet appointment for her tomorrow. But she was, even though like I got her from Petco, this is in conjunction with the St. Charles Parish Animal Shelter. So she's a shelter kitty. And she is so perfect and she is so sweet. And $80. And there are, for if you're in New Orleans, there are, or there were this morning, three more kittens. And so you somebody know I'm nosy because I gotta know. I'm sorry.
Somebody go get Buzz or Woody.
Somebody gotta go get Buzz. I really hope somebody gets Woody, because Woody would be I know he would be the perfect first cat. I know he would be perfect for somebody's first cat.
Okay. What the hell makes the perfect first cat?
Because he's friendly, he's playful.
He's energetic.
He's energetic.
You don't want your first cat to be a standoffish cat because you won't pay attention to him. And like you don't know the insides and outs of a cat. You might not think that cat want to be there.
Yeah, exactly. You have to kind of be a cat person to get to us, you know, to learn a standoffish cat. Like Aria is a kind of standoffish cat. And it, you know, took some adjustment to really, really, really learn. Yes, she's standoffish, but this is, you know, she's comfortable here. She's happy here. This is just kind of like how she is. But not everybody's going to have that kind of patience. So like for somebody who's really looking for a playful companion, Woody would be so perfect. So I really hope he gets adopted. I wish I could. I loved him. And for a second I was like, yeah, that's the one. I'm like, no, it's actually not. But Miss Shuri got here and she was a little timid at first. But now she's like running all over the place. She's getting all loud. She is obsessed with me. She wants to live in my skin. So I brought her in and I feel like I'm skipping all around the story. But anyway.
I feel like you're very excited about having a new cat.
I'm very excited about my new kitten. Brought her in into the house in her carrier. And Aria was more like looking at the big Petco bags like, bitch, this for me? And sniffing around, whatever, and did not completely ignore the carrier with the animal in there. Then when I brought her into the room, she started meowing, and that's when Aria started hissing.
She hissed at the new baby?
She hissed at the new baby. So they're not in the same room. Like, you have the cats are not dogs. You have to integrate them differently. We're gonna have like another few days maybe, or at least another day at least, of them just not seeing each other at all. and then supervise interaction.
Okay.
And still like supervise interaction and still separate them. Like they're not going to be allowed to be in the same room alone when I'm asleep.
This is very intriguing to me.
You have to avoid the skibbity paps. Shout out to them.
And then the thing too is Aria is so much bigger than
Tony Baker.
Yeah. You got to avoid those. You don't want the little baby to get hurt.
Right. Aria is so much bigger and she is a very tiny kitty. Shuri is a very tiny kitty. And I've got a little bell on her. She's a month and 26 days. She's not even 2 months old. She is a baby.
Forgive me for this next question. And listeners, you're probably going to say this is typical Gordon. Do you guys, like, you know I'm not a parent. Do you guys have to do the same thing with your kids?
Like not leave them in the room alone when I'm asleep?
Yeah. Or like do like
introductions. You do a big introduction. Yeah, you got to do a big introduction. And then because you explain it to them, their new role in the family, the baby's new role in the family. Like this is your kin, this is your blood. You here to be a friend, a protector, a confidant. And then, you go to do the big moment of, you want to hold them? And then you find out the real thing because they're either going to drop the baby or kiss the baby in the mouth. Ooh. Both are not what you want to happen.
But I mean, you think about it in a lot of ways you do. Like, most new babies sleep in a room with the parents.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big change. My Boogie, when his sister came home, he rubbed the whole face. He was like, "Oh, sissy." And he rubbed the whole face. I was like, she's not a prize stallion. You don't just keep your hands to yourself. But he was so happy.
Tyson was very excited when I had Jaden, but it was like confusing for him because I had a C-section. So he was just like, he was like a rough kid. Tyson was just always a rough and tumble kid. So he jumped on me.
Did he see the C-section or just...
No, he didn't see it. He jumped on me after I, like when he came to visit. Yeah.
That's no good for business.
No.
No.
No, it was not.
No.
I don't know if you, I've caught a few knees and straight up feet to the nuts before for my kids jumping on me like, "Daddy's home. He's a jamboree. Let me jump directly on his testicles." You have to stop yourself from launching your child across the room.
Well, it was like I had to really like catch myself because I didn't want him to feel put out. Like I didn't want that to be
rejection.
Right. And it was like everybody was fussing. I was like, don't do that to him. Like we gotta do better than that because you don't want to put that negative. You don't want the first interaction, the first experience that they remember to be a negative one, but also still have to convey, okay, that hurts. So you got to be careful. It's a little different. Yo, rough.
As hell. Hmm. What else did we learn this year?
Ooh.
I learned that it was time to block all my exes.
Look at you. Look at that, Gordon.
Sarome, you got a twist the knife.
I blocked all of niggas. One of my exes said something that was a little too familiar, and I'm like, why does this nigga think that he can talk to me like that?
What do you mean by familiar? Familiar is something that a vampire says.
No, that's different.
A lot of people say familiar.
Okay.
But I'll tell you the story.
Let's get to it.
And if he's listening now, he'll know the reason. We were talking, are you kind of exactly friendly flirt, but it's not exactly not flirting. And so he was asking me about like if I was seeing anybody, and I'm like, oh no, I'm kind of chilling, blah blah blah. And I said, what's up with you? You still got a harem? You still hoeing? You narrowed it down to two? What's up? It was like, oh no, I'm really focusing on one person and really enjoying that. And I'm like, oh, good for you growing up, because like, nigga, you 54, so great.
Oh man. You put his whole age out there?
Whatever. And so so he was like, but I'm not letting go of you though. And I'm like, why? First of all, do you think that you have me? Also, do you think I'm pussy? What is going on here? What's happening? Why do you think you can talk to me like that?
The audacity.
Why do you think you can talk to me at all? Why am I letting you talk to me? Why am I letting any of these niggas talk to me? So everybody got blocked.
Look at that, Gordon.
Hey, Sarone, you're a twisted knife. Now you're just plugging it back in.
And I have to say, I have been at peace.
Look at that, Gordon. Peace. Something you don't know nothing about.
My nigga.
You the one checking your top drawer. And you're my nigga. Checking your top drawer for Dominicans.
My nigga, I live a wild life. I know there's minimal peace. There's brief moments of it. Like, all right, so when it comes down to me and my exes, peace for me is like when Thanos left after he did the snap and he found a place to cook.
He had a nice lamp. He had a nice lamp cooking up some soup, looked like some roasted, some gourds. Sprinkle a little salt in there. Next thing you know, nigga gets hemmed up. Four sides.
Yeah, that's what my exes are. My exes are the Avengers, but they don't want the
Oh, they want your stones.
They do want the stones.
You definitely. Absolutely. I mean, if you're gonna go there, you definitely gotta hit one of them up and be like, say, girl, you trying to get one of these infinity stones?
He owed me an infinity stone. I'm like, oh, good God. I said no the first time.
I'm telling you.
Oh. You guys got to.
Tired till you're tired. Block them.
I did the snap and they keep showing up. I'm like, what universe is this?
You didn't do the snap if they keep showing up.
Oh, no, I did the snap.
You didn't do the snap. If they're showing up, you did not do the snap.
You didn't do the snap.
Oh, they all not going.
Okay, here's my question. Can they call you from the phone number that you know they have?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, you blocked their numbers?
Mm-hmm.
And their emails?
Yes.
And their social media?
Yes.
All of their social media?
Yes.
No.
Sarone, you know this story. Do I got to explain it again? They found me on YouTube Messenger.
YouTube has
a messaging service?
But we didn't do this?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just presume they were calling you on your phone.
No, YouTube Messenger. It's like I boarded up everything in the house, and then I looked at the sink and realized the water comes through there.
I should be safe, but what about the sink? I flow like water, nigga.
Well, if you got all of that going on, I really hope that you get a girlfriend soon, because whatever you got with your situation, that needs to be kept off the streets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mel, no one's disagreeing with you.
Get it like, off the streets.
I did it off
the streets.
Mel, you know how surprised I was to find out YouTube had a messenger? The exact words through YouTube Messenger was, "Hey, bet you didn't expect to see me."
No, bitch.
No.
Under no circumstances.
Bet you didn't expect to see me. That is the introduction of a crazy person.
I'm laughing about it, but it was terrifying when it happened.
Hell yeah.
It's terrifying now. What you talking that's about?
That's the kind of shit make you look behind you when you're sitting at the computer. You're like, what the fuck?
So if people out there is listening, this is not even bad advice. This is good advice. Remember that YouTube has a messenger.
And if they want to find you.
Oh, they'll find you. Yeah.
Our friend Tish tagged us on Twitter with the Smokey Robinson video.
Oh, Chinooka? The Chinooka video? Tish. Oh, Tish. Now you got my ex knowing where I'm at now.
I'm
not blaming Tish, but you know, they see it, they find it, they go through the gamut.
We tag the Bad Advice Show. They didn't tag you.
Oh, thank God. Ooh. Thank you. Hashtag Bad Advice Show, or Bad Advice Show is all one word.
We all have right. Such a dope. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how dope our listeners are, especially the ones that weigh in on the hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, this
Derek
year
Derek Maurice, he's always on it. Thank you. Like, such a dope person, such a good friend, good person. Love him. Who's another one? My brain is failing me right now.
I can see all their ads. I can see all their screen names in my head because I remember who comes through. And ask questions all the time.
Tap, Victoria, always, every week. Black Lady Blue is another one who
hell
always
yeah.
comes through.
Hell
and we appreciate
yeah.
it so much.
Oh,
it
man.
Makes
dope.
It worth doing.
Yeah,
it makes it worth doing. It makes it worth sitting in my garage and freezing half to death to record this show. And bring it to you.
Okay. Let's do one more round of things that we learned in 2022. And then I'm going to follow up with another question. Mel, so what did you learn in 2022?
I learned that the person that I kept trying to get back to, the person like before my depression, before the person I was when I was slimmer, the blah, blah, blah. She gone.
Okay.
She gone. She don't live here no more. She gone.
Change your address?
She dead.
I got you.
She dead.
Oh, she dead. Okay.
She dead. And it's good. It's growth. I am somebody completely different. I still, like, my beginnings are still my beginnings. It's not that I've forgotten or any of that, and there are essential parts of that person that obviously are still here, but that person is gone. She is gone, and embracing that, accepting that was a big thing for me. The other thing that I realized I learned this year is I finally learned what older people meant when they said love is not enough to sustain a relationship.
Ooh, that's some deep shit.
Yeah, I realized, you know, there are people that I loved and love and will love and can't do shit with that. So it's just gotta like stay in the freezer.
Sarone, how about you? What'd you learn this year?
I learned that when Gordon comes to your house, he's gonna come on mushrooms. And
that was this year?
Yeah, that was.
Oh my God.
He's gonna try to act like he's not on mushrooms. And it's going, and then he's gonna frolic across your backyard.
First off, I was coming down off mushrooms, so you caught the back end of it. I knew better than do it at your house.
I feel like we should make a requirement that if Gordon shows up at your house unmushroomed? No, not unmushroomed. Unannounced.
God. Oh, okay.
It's required that he shows up with a lute.
Okay, first off, I didn't know I was going to Sarome's house. John Midas hit me up and went, we're going to Sarome's house. And I looked at my mushrooms and was like, okay. And
oh, you had taken the mushrooms already?
No. I just had them. And I was just like, you know what? Why not? Why not get in the car for a couple of minutes and go? And then I went. And yeah, things like that. Shit. Mouth should be happening.
You know you fucked up, right? So, because yeah. You're like, well, I didn't know I was going. But you did know because you went from New Jersey mm-hmm. to Virginia, correct?
Because mm-hmm.
this is when you were still in Virginia.
No. Mm-hmm. This is Maryland. You crossed a couple of bridges. Yeah, he crossed a couple of bridges to get
that's
to me.
That's still about...
He knew who was on the road.
That's still about 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you took them after he told you were going.
I got in a car. I took him in a car. By the way, FYI, if anyone was asking, if you're looking for a bridge to do mushrooms on, oh, the Delaware Bridge? Ooh, so gorgeous.
It's green. The green color is going to pop for you. It's long. You get to see the water. It's just going to be an amazing sight.
The Delaware Bridge and whatever that bridge that doesn't have anything over it. That, like, it's not a traditional bridge where there's shit over top. It just connects Delaware to Maryland.
The high wind bridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a gorgeous bridge to look at while on mushrooms. If you ever want to do shrooms and go on a car trip, mm-hmm, go down 95 for a little bit.
And go to Sarome House. Now I'm just going to have people showing up to my house on mushrooms like I'm a destination event or some shit like that.
As long as they show up with mushrooms.
Now I'm showing you what's gonna happen. Show up to Sarome House on mushrooms, get hit with a stick.
That's not a way to make people come down.
Good.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what I learned this year. What else did I learn this year? The dinosaur. Oh, this is my favorite one. And if you ever go on Google and you don't have internet service and you see that dinosaur, click the dinosaur. It's a video game.
What?
Did that just blow your mind?
You did.
Yeah. Like if you ever have no internet service, you know, you see that little T-Rex and it's like, oh, you have no internet. If you click on that or touch that T-Rex, it turns into a video game.
Oh, so you got something to do until your internet comes back.
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you think I'm bullshitting, put your phone on airplane mode. Make sure it doesn't have any internet. Just shut your phone off. Don't have any internet. And when that T-Rex shows up, click the T-Rex, and it turns into a hopping game. You like, what the fuck? Has this been here the whole time? Yes, it has.
Mm. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like
it. You are welcome. And always click the Google symbol when they put an emblem up there of like some history or some art. Click on it because it'll take you to a link that'll teach you something, no matter what it is.
And learning is always good.
Yep. So 2022, it did show me some things. It showed me like getting vaccines is dope. It showed me there's video games that's hidden in plain sight. And sometimes rappers are not the people that you should be listening to all the time.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I learned that Kanye is not someone that we should listen to.
Ever.
Ever.
Even about Subway sandwiches.
I don't think we should ever listen to anyone who wears that much polo.
Well, I don't know, because
there's some polo boys out there. I know some low heads out there.
I listen to Pimp C. Well, Pimp C has some, he has some questionable things too.
That's fair.
He did talk about the hairy monkey a lot.
Pardon?
Yep. He was very funny of the hairy monkey.
Hairy monkey?
Calling the vagina hairy monkey.
Hairy monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mel?
I think she's aghast.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I'm glad this is the last episode, because honestly, champagne drinking is not the way to go on podcasting. It's so bubbly.
What's the funniest term for genitalia?
Okay.
Tallywhacker?
Yeah, I was going to say tallywhacker.
Okay, well, you said it, so you can't say it.
Okay. I was just saying, you can't say that in seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
I know, mm-hmm. Like, you got to add another one.
Slong.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know the one I'm about to say?
What? Oh, here we go. Mel, say it, and I'm just going to brace myself.
I said it, cock. It's so funny.
Oh, God.
Cock.
Oh, Mel.
Touch my cock.
No, Mel, stop with the voice.
I've got a really big cock.
It sounds so dirty.
It does. It sounds oppressive.
It does. It really like does.
Sounds like you're being redlined out of a neighborhood you want to live in. No mortgages for niggas, not on this cock.
Oh, God. Listen, all right, that's it for 2023. 2023, no more cock talk. I said it. I said it.
Going into the new year, cock shall not be said.
Nope. Say anything else, but that, we're scrubbing it. We're scrubbing it from the record. Ooh.
This nigga is fucking disgusted.
I am. You know what? I'm appalled. You didn't think I would say that. You haven't heard me say that on this podcast once. Bad Advice was like, what? Gordon's appalled at something? You goddamn right I am.
Yeah, the idea of you being appalled is entertaining.
I was going to say hypocritical, but that works.
I mean, yeah, that too. Absolutely that too.
Oof.
C word is going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the night, though. I want to let y'all know that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And by C word, do you mean cock?
Yep.
Cunt is also ridiculous as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the English.
It's kind of harsh.
Yeah. It's aggressive.
Well, they say it overseas very freely.
If you want to see a white woman lose it, I mean, really lose it.
That's an American white woman, though.
Call her a cunt.
Yep.
Like, she'll go full Dragon Ball Z on your ass.
Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness.
Kamehameha May.
Yo.
Why do I know that anime term?
I can't believe you would say that.
That is just...
Hey, nigga, hurry up with my order.
Oh, what? Oh. What? Wait a minute.
I mean, you know how they do.
Yeah, they do. But if you was to come back and call it a C word, she'd go,
misogyny. Funny.
Now you got me thinking. All right. Do you guys have any goals for 2023?
It's a new year. It's New Year live show for the Bad Advice Show.
That's definitely going to happen.
We're going to have a lot of announcements next year. Y'all want to know something that's kind of dope?
What's that?
My workout pants getting baggy.
Ooh. Hey.
But not in the butt, though.
That's so New Orleans.
That is very New Orleans.
Hey.
Get right, but stay tight.
I am on my way to get back to working out. I got to get this foot worked out. You know what? I'm like, guys, you know what? I have a bunion.
Oh, my goodness. Those are the worst.
Yeah. I know. We discussed this before. And, like, I'm trying to empower bunions more and more. No, Baker Bone has a bunion. Okay, don't deny me.
All right. All right. I don't want to minimize your pain.
It hurt. Those hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. They step on my funny foot.
Now, that's a funny word.
It's bunion a hilarious a word. It's a hilarious word, Mel.
Because, like, hemorrhoid is a condition, but it doesn't really sound funny. Like, the concept when you're like, I got a hemorrhoid, it's like, hey, this nigga. But the word itself is like, it sounds like a medical thing.
Yep.
Bunion, stop fucking playing with me. Not a real thing.
Well, it's real.
It's definitely real, and it hurts.
It happens when two 5'4" police officers decide to do wide receiver cornerback coverage on you.
I'm sorry, what now?
These 5'4" white dudes decided to double team me when I was trying to play flag football. Just supposed to be a playful game. And they stepped on my foot and caused me to have a bunion.
Ouch.
Yeah, bro. Not a fun thing.
Yo, were they police in Jersey or New York?
Jersey.
Okay, because I was just trying to figure out if we had to add some violence to the NYPD stats.
Oh, no. Oh, speaking of NYPD and, like, stats and things that's happening, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but you guys, this might be a rumor, but they're trying to say California is trying to give reparations of the amount of $350,000 plus land
to black folks. California's getting their shit back.
So,
and I mean, California is one of those places that's kind of a metric for where the country is going to go.
Yes. Let me ask you, is $350,000 and some land enough for reparations?
I mean, in 2022.
Yeah.
Will it be enough in 2023? I don't know, because eggs cost $8.
Yeah.
Why are eggs so expensive?
Eggs. Something going on with chicken butts.
Yeah. Did you say chicken butts?
Yeah.
Guess what? Chicken butt indeed.
Yes.
I can't do this with you, Sarone. I can't.
I'm just saying, man.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To charge me $9? Charge me $9 for 12 of his eggs. That's a capitalist chicken.
Jesus.
Like, we spoke about reparations before, but, like, I don't think $350,000 is enough. And I know some people are going to look at me like, are you insane?
How are they applying this $350,000, and where are they getting the land from?
Ooh,
that's the question that I want to know.
That's
like,
good,
are you applying this $350,000 to every black person? Are you applying this $350,000 to every American-born black person? Are you applying this $350,000 to families? Because for if it's for families, no, that shit ain't enough. And how are you gonna divvy this land?
That's true. Mel, this was a little bit of a trap because I wanted to do this segment and also have Sarome and I play Jamaicans that find out Americans.
Jamaicans that live in America. And I set you up.
Yes, you did. Jamaicans that live in America finding out that they're not eligible for the reparations.
Go ahead now.
Sarome, you can lead it.
Okay. Me come from the reparations. We seen on news, 350.
Oh, I'm sorry, Langston. You're Jamaican?
Correct? Yes. Me,
apparently, as they say, you Yardies aren't eligible for the money.
First of all, I mean, no joke. You know, sit on the yard and you laugh. You know, say that. What do you mean ineligible? I don't see them spell right. None of it seem like a word to me. Where's my money?
You niggas are really something else.
Here's my Jamaican.
Go ahead. Sir. As I've stated before, this is for
me come for my funds.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
This is for American-born black.
Me come for me funds.
Sir, I understand that.
But this me is money.
Unbelievable.
And you set this up.
I can't believe I did it.
Your eyes clock won't give me more money.
Oh no.
Yo, when Smokey Robinson show up with three Jamaicans, our ass is cooked.
Say, my brethren, that's those niggas right there.
Lord of mercy.
Why am I picturing Smokey Robinson?
Mr. Lava Lava, I'm sorry. I'm part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem.
Smokey Robinson in a fishnet tank top holding a pearl handle machete.
Speaking of phony Jamaicans. Oh, have no. Y'all watched the Miss Cleo documentary?
Call I have right not. Now.
No. I have not. I heard it's touching, though. I heard there's a lot of shit you don't know. Or is it not?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I wanted to know if y'all watched it.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't seen anything but what my 4-year-old lets me watch. If y'all want to talk about bubble guppies, we can talk about bubble guppies all day.
She's so cute, but I know she run your life. I know she stay. She is so cute and so sweet looking. So I know she keep her foot up your ass.
All day.
What did you just say?
Bubble guppies.
Bubble guppies.
It's a show about half fish, half kids. And they live under the sea and they have problems. And they solve them with love and friendship.
Imagine
that. This is a TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, with shit you gotta buy, too. There's merchandise.
Everything has merchandise.
I'm so happy. And they don't stand up on their own.
My nieces, they're getting big. They are, my older niece of my deceased sister's daughter. Mm-hmm. She turns 13. She's about to turn 13, and my youngest niece is about to turn 8.
Oh,
they have expensive wants now.
They do.
Yeah. You don't get off easy no more.
It starts at 3 digits, nigga.
Are they interested in fantasy football?
No, Gordon.
Oh.
You are not about to turn my babies into gambling enforcers.
I'm asking for my niece.
I know you are. And the reason I know is because my older niece knows karate, so she would be a great enforcer.
Ooh.
No.
Okay. All right. Never mind. All right. Just keep...
Like, please understand that, no, I'm not going to let my dead sister's children help your niece build a criminal empire. No.
It's
definitely a criminal empire, Gordon.
It's a hobby.
It's not, though.
Okay. Okay.
It's a crime. Okay. It's a crime.
It's a hobby. But, moving on. Jesus Christ. How did we get here so quickly? Man.
We always do.
Man. Damn. I can't believe we did that to Jamaicans' reparations.
You can't? That sounds out of character for you?
Fair enough.
You feel like, ooh, I've been caught unawares? That's how you feel right now? You
listen. Sure? Listen. This is...
Are we going to give the people a few extra minutes since it's our wrap-up show at the end of the year?
Yeah. You know
Let's
what?
Let's do it.
I feel like this is an important time. Let's give some people some hope for 2023. What would you tell the Bad Advice Show fans and listeners about 2023? Something that you think they should plan for.
I don't know about seeing the future, but I will say dealing with your past, that shit you've been going through all year, that shit is over with come January 1st. You shake that shit off and you do better. You're gonna have a great year, and you're gonna thrive. You're gonna live, and you're gonna have a great time.
Mel,
pray for your enemy's downfall. Fuck them.
Jesus Christ, Diddy, what the fuck is that?
Pray for your enemy's downfall.
All right, well, I guess I got to take the middle of the road. All right, everybody. 2022 is coming to a wrap. Listen to me, Gordon Baker Bone. If stepping into 2023, you are now the future. Start investing. Put your money into things that you know or think will be lucrative. Buy stock in Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Nigga, what?
Buy stock and wings. That shit about to be lucrative than a motherfucker.
You know what? Gordon, I take that back because now that Mel has reminded me, wings are fucking $1.25 a piece. Invest in wings.
Because people ain't gonna
stop eating them.
Nobody stops eating wings. I paid $43,000 for some wings. Really? Yeah. What did you do when they told you about? I just paid it. It does not matter what wings cost, people are going to pay for them.
Mel, let me tell you something right now. I went to a goddamn bar today. It was in a white town in Jersey. And the wings said they had lemon pepper. I was like, hey, I want my lemon pepper wings extra wet. Bring them out. And he was like, all right, I got you. Do you know these motherfuckers sent out just regular fried wings with lemon pepper seasoning in a cup, in buffalo sauce in another cup? And I went, I should shoot you niggas.
What? That's hateful. That's anti-black. Was it white that people who did that?
Yeah, of course it's white people. Yeah. Now, you know.
So I should probably blame you for ordering lemon pepper wings from white people. I don't know. I don't know if I can back your violence now.
Is that too much?
You signed up for bullshit.
Is that too much to ask for white folk?
We order white lemon pepper from the Caucasus Mountains. Do we? I'm asking. I don't do it. I mean, I don't do it with expectations.
Yeah, you're right. I did ask for lemon pepper wings from the Caucasus Mountains.
When I get lemon pepper wings from white people, I expect it to be dry. When I get lemon pepper wings from black people, I expect it to be wet.
I had expectations and they were dashed.
We're going to make a chart for you, okay?
Okay.
Because we love you.
Is it going to be like a a color chart? What, like it?
You want stickers?
I would love some.
I'll give you stickers.
It's gonna be a flow chart. You ask your questions. Am I in a white bar? Yes. And then, you know, ask for this, that, and the other. And it says, no, ask for lemon pepper wet.
Did anyone around me own a claw comb in the 90s? No. Then them lemon pepper wings gonna be dry.
What were you
Boy,
guys?
That claw comb held us down, how huh, ladies? And fellas, because some of y'all was, you know.
I wish y'all was around when I ordered these lemon peppers.
That's okay. I mean, we're here now. We can't change the past. How does the saying go? The best time to plant a tree is 100 years ago. The next best time is right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have planted the tree of lemon pepper knowledge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got you now.
All right.
You don't have to go through this again.
And from here, you will grow.
You know what? And on that note, everybody, this is our New Year's and year-end review of 2022.
You're goddamn right. Well, I want to say one more thing about the end of the year, though.
Please.
Spotify really stepped it up with that year-end wrap-up. Nobody is fucking with them.
Oh, YouTube trying to compete. Everybody trying to compete with them now.
Everybody's trying. Sure, you're going to try. Nobody is fucking with you, Spotify. Nobody.
Did you learn something Spotify about yourself?
Spotify set it up so that it could put stories on your Instagram.
Yes.
When will your fave?
Wait, you asked me what's my faves?
No. I'm saying when will your fave ever?
Yeah. Well, Jesus. Wait, Saram, did you look at your faves on Spotify?
Share your faves. I want to know.
Everybody will share our faves on the Bad Advice Show hashtag.
Okay.
Yeah, I played a lot of, so everybody was coming through with Beyonce. I had a lot of Tyler the Creator. Let me tell you, that Call Me If You Get Lost, nigga.
Ruled Your Life?
Nigga.
It's a great album. It's an amazing album.
That damn Lumberjack, nigga.
Ooh. Mel, I'm learning so much about you. Oh, nigga. My. Saram, how about you? Did you find anything? Found out something about you?
I found out I'm 73 years old because Bobby Womack was still my top artist.
Of course.
I'm just a brown liquor nigga.
Saram, I will be very honest with you. I don't expect any favorite music from you past like 1973.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it worked out.
I expect your phase to look like one of those old school Time Life music commercials. Who's making love to your old? Yeah, all I expect. Exactly. A whole lot of Bobby Blue Bland.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's true, Gordon.
All right. You a Womack ass nigga. All right. Yeah, well, Mel, we have something in common.
Tyler?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This is the second time we've had a music thing in common because on that other thing, if you're missing out, you're missing out. That's all I got to tell you. Yep. We had that Red Hot Chili Pepper song, Hard to Concentrate.
Hard to Concentrate. Oh, Saram, did you know that Mel's a huge Chili Pepper head?
I am too. So that makes sense for all of us. This is what why we are fuck? Family. Nigga.
So we all can go to a Chili Pepper concert
together.
Why have we not done this?
We should. I mean,
we're going to have to come. To DC because like that's the fair thing to do. But we're going to have to like the next time there. I have to check if they're touring now. Next time they're touring, we'll just go to DC and we'll go to a concert together.
And I'll bring the mushrooms, Mel.
I would do mushrooms at a Chili Peppers concert. I would. Yeah, I'm with it.
Yep. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, everybody. In 2023, come with us to listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And y'all, I got to tell you, like 2023, we have been working, we have been planning, and you know, we always talk about it, but there are some things that, you know, we are stepping it up for y'all. We appreciate all of you that have hung with us for 5 seasons. This is our 5th. We're in the middle of our 5th season. Cannot tell you how much we appreciate you.
We
appreciate your support.
And we so much do.
And how you keep us motivated, you know. It's I don't know if we say it enough, but that'll be one of our New Year's resolutions, to make sure that you know how much you mean to us, because I'm telling you, you are who keep us going. You know, our crew, you are who keep us going. I can't even, I'm getting tongue-tied right now, because I was thinking about like how long we've been doing this, and we've taken breaks and everything else, but we always come back, and a big reason is y'all. And I cannot tell you how much that means to each and every one of us. So thank you. And we are going to be paying that back this year. I can't tell you everything yet, but stay tuned.
Be prepared. And on that note, for the first time ever, we're just going to wrap it up with that. Wait. Does anyone have anything in special coming up?
Nah, it's time to chill with the family for the holidays.
So yeah. Chill with y'all family. And we just want to let y'all know from the bottom of our hearts, thank y'all, and have a happy, happy holiday.
Absolutely. Peace out.